Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. Co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. And our friend Alice Cooper is starting it off for us this week with I'm 18. Some things just don't change, do they, Jeff?
No, as a matter of fact, as soon as you hear the first couple of chords on that thing, I was suddenly transported back 30 years ago.
Not just that, you listed some of those lyrics and you go, does anything change after you're 18?
No, that's what I mean.
The angst of that period?
It's all the same. You don't know it at the time, but it certainly does all seem to be familiar.
That question, what are you going to do with your life? Well, sometimes you never figure it out.
Hey, one of these days we're working on it. One of these days we'll figure something out.
Oh, we figured out something. We got a rock and roll show, and that's what we're here to give people today. And I think that's a good decision.
I think it's a wonderful decision. And today we have an extra special show because we have gone out of our way today. I want to dedicate this show, Rick. I want to dedicate this show to every crummy radio station in America. God knows there's enough of them. And I don't know that all the music we're going to play today, people are going to like. I don't even know if all the music we're going to play today is good. But it's all interesting, and it's all the way radio should be.
And I actually think that you've got to be over 18 to get this show. This is actually adult radio, and we don't get adult radio.
No. As a matter of fact, I had to drive down to Austin over the weekend for a wine event, and that meant I was forced to listen to contemporary radio, and it made me long for the old days of AM Top 40, because at least you knew that was supposed to be annoying.
Well, let's go right away to something you'd never hear on AM Top 40, and because this is the Underground Podcast, we're going right to the metal shop.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
Thank you. Oh, you can tell we're in a mood this week. We're always in a mood. On Rick's Metal Shop, Black Label Society with All For You. It's All For You, Jeff.
Now, there were what? A chord and a half in that song?
Oh, I counted, I think, at least two chords. And lots of great soloing. Wow, what a great lead player. Zach Wyeth is the lead player for that band. Just really, really kick some butt.
If you say so.
Well, that's what you want in the metal shop.
That's exactly right. That's what you do want in a metal shop. And if you want to hear some more metal, or you agree with me and think that we should do some, no, I like the metal shop in its own way. Regardless of
it has
that,
a special place in your heart, I know.
It does. Regardless of that, or if you just want to tell us to shut up and play songs or tell us to play something different, you can send us an email at Ivory Towers Radio. And that would be ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, T-O-W-E-R-Z, radio, @att.net, all one word. And we do like to get those emails, and particularly if I say something stupid, be my guest, go right ahead and send us a note and tell me to shut up.
We don't want to tell you to shut up, Jeff. We just started this show, so we want to carry on with our musical mood, and now we've got something special and new.
Yeah. Thank you. history. So let's cut the conversation and get out the living. Cause I feel it all fading and paling. And I'm begging you to drive you down with me to keep the last nail. Yeah, I like you, man. Like I like you to scream with you. Open your mind. I can't be responsible for quite what goes in. I'll take care of what comes out. So just pull on your hair. Just pull on your power. And let's move to the beat. Like we know that it's over. Sip going under. Sip over my shoulder. So just pull on your face. Just pull on your feel. And let's hit opening time. Down on Fascination Street.
Thank you for taking a little trip down Fascination Street, an electronic trip with us on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. Fascination Street there from The Cure. We started out with new music from Nine Inch Nails, The Warning, and in between, Depeche Mode with I Feel You. Jeff, do you feel me today? Do you feel the mood I'm in today?
I feel the mood you're in. Anytime you play Nine Inch Nails, I know what mood you're in.
Oh, yeah.
Nine Inch Nails is not one of those springtime, sunny, robins twittering in the background sort of music, is it?
No, and actually that is the kind of day, to give our weekly weather report here in D.C., that it is. Although the thunderstorms are headed our way, and I think I'm responsible. I am responsible for bringing it on because the Nails, they do it. And Trent Reznor getting high praise for... this particular release, all the critics seem to love it. That's one of those new tracks that I'm sure people will be hearing.
So in other words, Rick, you're not feeling very lucky today, are you?
No, but I think you've got the solution. You've got the number, don't you?
We're going to try.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Lovitch, Lucky Number on Jeff's New Wave here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And I just love that song for any number of reasons. By the way, that's from 1979, just in case anybody's keeping score. But I love that song for any number of reasons, one of which is I believe there's a saxophone in it. We don't get too many New Wave songs with a sax. And you can't get too much more quirky without crossing the line into truly odd, crossing the line over to truly odd. You can't get too much more quirky than Ms. Lovitch. That, of course, on the late, great Stiff Records. I also highly recommend the 4-CD Stiff box set, Rick, for anybody who truly has an interest in this sort of thing. Almost everything you could ever want, and including a whole lot of things you wonder why they ever recorded, are on that box set.
Quirky. That is the name of this show today, I think.
Exactly.
That's the word that we've been searching for the past half hour, and I think you finally landed on it.
And why shouldn't radio be quirky?
And it should. I mean, radio, like many media, should be representative of the human condition. And here's our soapbox. But I got to say, emotions are not just hilarious laughter or tragic sadness. There's a whole range in between, and quirky somewhere in there.
You mean life is not black and white? There's shades of gray?
Shades of gray, what can I say?
Gosh, Rick, you got to be careful, buddy. That's a terrible thing to say in George Bush's America.
In Radioland, that is a terrible thing to say. And since we're into quirky today, I have some questions for you, Jeff.
Yes.
First, I'm just curious. I know you're not much of a movie guy these days, but do you have any favorite Spielberg movies? Any of them?
Let's see. I was able to sit through the Holocaust movie, and appreciate his technical expertise.
That's the only Spielberg movie, though.
Well, do you want me to go down the list? Oh, actually, you know what? I did like the one with Dennis Weaver in a truck. That was Duel, right? That's
right.
I kind of like that.
I think that could be Spielberg's first, and maybe somebody will write in and tell us. Well, speaking of quirky, today I've decided, and I think you're going to go along with me on this, that you and I should step back a little bit from announcing all the songs. And so we're going to let Steven Spielberg and one of his films tell us something about the next artist.
Even life itself only represents you. Sometimes I dream that I'm in your arms.
What was that part? She sang that before.
Of course.
Of course.
And you speak softly in my ear. And you say things that make my eyes close. And I find that marvelous.
Again, Obama, yes. To be honest with you, I find myself curiously aroused by you and
marvelous. No, it's a, you know, it's a really melancholy song. At the beginning of the song, she says, "And then one day you left me, and I've been desperate ever since. I see you all over the sky. I see you all over the earth."
Jeez, for many more songs like this, the crowds aren't going to have to shoot me. I'm just going to slip my own wrist.
Who's that singing, sir?
Edith Piaf.
What's she so upset about?
Her lover left her, but she still sees his face everywhere she goes.
That'll do it.
Balayer, oublier, je me mes chagrins, mes plaisirs. Je n'ai plus besoin de balayer les amours avec leur trémolo, balayer pour toujours. Je repars à zéro. Non, rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien, ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal. Ma vie, car mes joies aujourd'hui, ça commence avec toi.
Just a little love. A cup of coffee for starting off the day. Just a little loving when the world is yawning makes you wake up feeling good things are coming your way. This whole world wouldn't be half as bad, it wouldn't be half as sad if each and every just a little loving early in the morning, that little extra something to kind of see them through. Nothing turns the day on, really gets it dawning, like a little bit of loving from some loving someone like you.
Amy Winemaker, we know you're no good. That's new music here on Ivory Towers Radio from Amy Winemaker. You know I'm no good, and that's awfully darn quirky, if you ask me. We started out with one of my all-time favorite songs, the immortal, the legendary Edith Piaf. And please, if anybody is listening who knows French, forgive my accent. Non, je ne regrette rien, which means loosely translated, no, I'm not going to apologize for anything I've done. And then in the middle, Dusty Springfield, Just a Little Lovin' off her classic Dusty in Memphis LP. Ooh, Rick, that you're not going to hear that anyplace else, are you?
I don't think so. And I think we have to also give a little shout out to our lift of Steven Spielberg and Saving Private Ryan to give us the Piaf intro.
Oh, yeah, that was that Steven Spielberg movie you wanted to ask me about.
I don't know. I think one of Spielberg's very best, and so that's...
you're a much bigger Spielberg fan than I am.
True, but I don't love everything he puts out, unlike apparently everybody else in America. we do have some discerning taste on this show. We have quirky taste on this show, as you might imagine.
We have discerning taste. We haven't played John Denver yet.
Yeah. Well, you know... And that's probably going to stay off the list for quite a long time. I think I seem to remember you making me promise and cross my heart that we weren't going to go into that territory.
No, that's true. Now, I'm trying to figure out a way if we can play Barry Manilow. But I don't know. John Denver, no, absolutely.
Well, I don't think you're serious about the Manilow. But I will say this. I hope our French listeners, and actually several people tuned into the last show from France, and
please forgive my accent.
Yeah, and we actually, believe it or not, have picked up some new listeners in Vietnam, and those folks maybe can also help us on those corrections. So a shout-out to our listeners, and speaking of our listeners, we have our very favorite listener who loves to phone in requests. She
email.
Sends us requests by email. I need to get this straight. But she sent us requests, and we need to get to her requests. This is our top fan in South Carolina. And she likes these songs about cats.
Parked on the corner in fell in love. Three cool chicks made three fools of these.
Three cool cats.
That's what they did, brothers. Made fools of these.
Three cool cats.
Cause I'm a fool for you, baby.
Three cool chicks.
Three cool cats.
But the way I'm living seems I'm getting down every day. The more I strive, the less I'm alive, and it seems I'm getting further away. Oh, well, all my superstitions and my crazy suspicions of the people that I care about. I've been doing most screaming and I've been doing dreaming, and I think it's time I figured it out. Yeah, baby, I need a plan. Oh, to understand that life ain't no supply and demand. Well, I've been going jogging in the park at the dog, dragging around with me my ball and chain. It took southern skies to make me realize that I'm causing myself this pain. With a woman that I'm loving, yeah, I'm pushing and shoving, getting further on by the day. And I can't understand how the heart of this man ever let it end up this way. Baby, I need a plan. Oh, to understand that life ain't only supply and demand. When the road is dark and lonesome, dear, you can find me here. But honey, you don't know where I am. You need a friend. It's sleazy when you're the big man in town, shaking religions and making decisions. You never get to slow on down. Where your wife and your baby, you tell them, yeah, well, maybe I'll meet y'all at a weekend resort. But your eyes on the prize and you can't realize that your little girl's life's so short. Brother, you need a plan. Oh, to understand that life ain't only
you. just may be the one. Someone to understand them, and you just may be the one.
That, believe it or not, on Ivory Towers Radio was The Monkees with You Just May Be the One, a Mike Nesmith song and Mike Nesmith singing lead. We started out with Ry Cooder, Three Cool Cats, by request, and in between, Amos Lee, Supply and Demand, the title track off of his new record, Supply and Demand, which, of course, makes it the title track.
Jeff, I would have never guessed that was The Monkees.
You know, one of my goals in life, Rick, is to introduce people to music they would never have heard of, and if you're old enough or not old enough or whatever, and you think of The Monkees, you think of Davy Jones and all those syrupy, stupid songs. And Mike Nesmith was not only very cool with his cap, with his wool cap all
You know,
the time,
that's very cool today to wear a cap like that.
And that's why that's one reason why I wanted to make mention of it this time. But he's actually a pretty good songwriter, pretty good country songwriter, country rock songwriter, and, of course, wrote a hit for Linda Ronstadt with the Stone Ponies.
Actually, then maybe that song sounds a lot more like the Stone Ponies. We were off air trying to figure out, who does this sound like? Would maybe people can send us their ideas about what it sounds like, but I could put my fingers on exactly the band it sounds like, but it certainly doesn't sound like the Monkees.
No. In fact, if you'd toughened that production up a little bit, taken a little bit of that sweetness out, maybe sped it up a bit, I think you'd have yourself a real nice top 10 hit, then it would be very cool.
Well, I guess our next career is producing music rather than just playing it. And since we're...
No, because then we have to deal with musicians.
Well, some of us deal with musicians all the time, so, pick your poison, I guess.
Oh, all right.
Musicians
can
be a lot of fun, depending.
As long as you're talking about music with them and you're not telling them what to do, trust me on that.
There's at least one musician who helps us put this show together, so
we have to
at least help that person and say that we admire and respect that person.
We
and,
do. We
and
do.
There are other musicians, too.
We do, and someday I'll tell you some of my musician stories.
Well, I don't think we have time right now, but maybe you will write about one of your musician
stories.
Hey,
there's a thought.
Because we don't just put Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music, together. We do have also a blog, and some folks actually come to the podcast here without going through the blog. And if you don't know about our blog, then we'd just like to tell you a little bit about it. There's a lot more about music there and culture, politics, sports, lots of things that you'd like to read. You can find us at http://ivorytowers, that's towers with a Z or a Z, and all one word, .blogspot.com. One more time, ivorytowers.blogspot.com.
That's what I can do. I can rehabilitate all those 60 bands that nobody thinks very much of. Paul Revere and the Raiders, the Monkees, and the Kingsmen, who actually did do something besides Louie Louie.
Well, that's what Ivory Towers is all about. It's bringing music from the past to the present, playing present-day music from artists that we admire, and sometimes we do like to honor those special songs that have a place in our heart, like this next one.
She said the man in the gabardine gasoline suit was a spy. I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching, and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for a man.
Dusty miner boy like me. Oh, I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler, where the coal cars rolled and rumbled past my door. Now they stand in a rusty row of all empty, because yelling it don't stop here anymore. Well, I used to think my daddy was a black man, script enough to buy the company store. But now he goes to town with empty pockets, and Lord, his face is white as the February snow. I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler, where the coal cars roll and rumble past my door. Now they stand in a rusty row of all empty, because yelling and don't stop here anymore. Temples roar, but God, I wish the grass would turn to money, and then them green bags would fill my pockets once more. I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler, where the coal cars rolled and rumbled past my door. But now they stand in a rusty row, all empty, yelling and don't stop here anymore. Last night I dreamed I went down to the office, getting my payday like I done before. Them old kudzu vines, they was covering over the doorway, and there was leaves and grass growing right. Hazard Holler, where the coal cars rolled and they rumbled past my door. But now it's standing in a rusty row of all empties, because the yelling don't stop here anymore. Because the yelling don't stop here anymore. All the yelling don't stop here anymore.
What has happened down here? Is the wind have changed? Clouds roll in from the north and it start to rain. Rained real hard and it rained for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. River rose all day, the river rose all night. Some people got lost in the flood. Some people got away all right. River have busted through, clear down a Plaquemine. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. Louisiana. That time to wash us away. That time to wash us away. Louisiana. Louisiana. That time to wash us away. That time to wash us away. President Coolidge come down in a railroad train. That man with a notepad in his hand. President say, little fat man, admit a shame. What the river has done to this poor cracker's lane. Louisiana. Louisiana. They're trying to wash us.
Randy Newman, Louisiana, 1927 on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And I want to say two things, one of which is, I don't know why we haven't played Randy Newman before, and the second of which is, Brownie, that song's for you. We started out with Simon and Garfunkel, America, and in the middle, Michelle Schacht, the L&N, Don't Stop Here Anymore, her take on a traditional American folk song. And Rick, Michelle Schacht has got a recording of Steve Goodman's anti-war song, Penny Evans, that I'm going to try and find, and maybe we can play one of these days.
One of these days. We seem to like Michelle Schacht quite a bit, so we probably will give her a little bit of a rest. But
One of these days.
but we'll bring her back. We'll bring her back. We bring all the good folks back. Things don't change, do they?
No, they
Louisiana, sure. 1927, Louisiana, 21st century, seems like the same story.
Same story, different verse, Mr. Newman reminding us, which is something he's very good at, and that's why I'm kind of surprised when I picked that song that we hadn't played him before.
interesting point, too, that that song seems to combine the pop Randy Newman with the Randy Newman who writes musical scores in quite a nice way.
And, of course, it's got his, dry, quirky sense of humor.
That's the word for this show.
I like that line about Calvin Coolidge.
Well, just substitute whatever president you'd like in that spot.
Nah, we've already knocked him once. Once is enough. Speaking of quirky, I have found perhaps the quirkiest song we may ever play on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music.
Coming up right now.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Circle Game on Cover Me, the Cover Me feature on Ivory Towers Radio, the Joni Mitchell classic and Rick. How odd is that song?
Can't get much quirkier than that. Buffy St. Marie, certainly a special taste from the 1960s.
Well, but on the other hand, you don't have a whole lot of Native Americans being pop stars.
No, you don't, and we're probably overdue for playing some Native American artists.
Oh, don't give me that. Now I got to go. I'll get a chance to go look and find somebody really good. Or we could play, not Paul Revere and the Raiders, we could play the Raiders doing, what's that? Is that Indian Nation? Is that that?
Well, that's a famous song, but I can actually promise you that we have Native American artists coming up on the very next show.
All right.
So, that's it for us. Thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell. Thanks for listening. Join us next time, and we hope you enjoyed this version of Ivory Towers Radio. Take care.